B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, Monday edition of Bring the Heat. They've been bringing the heat down here in Florida, and balmy down in Orlando. But, hey, it's summertime. It's supposed to be warm. So let's see what came in this weekend on the Bring the Heat line.
I planned on calling up and spazzing out after that bottom of the eighth inning. And you trust the across the board that it was. But then I realized that is the Phillies. And I'm not going to waste any more energy on this baseball team. They're a horrible manager. They're a ridiculous front office. No, I'm going to enjoy the rest of my summer and my life and just hang out and wait for football.
Wow.
Smart.
Listen to him.
That's smart, though. That's self-preservation.
Forlorn.
That's how you stay sane. With that, you know something, and in this case, Ant, multiple great things are on the horizon with the Eagles and the Sixers. So why get yourself all worked up and into a lather and get aggravated with something you know that this wild card thing's a joke?
Well, listen, if there's ever a time to just take a knee, and, you know, I'm not saying you don't watch, because I still watch, too. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I still watch them. I feel like it's my duty as a Phil. The time it'll become more sparse and sparse will be September.
Yeah.
Once they're truly out of it and there's football games all the time. Then you start to lose, like, kind of touch with them.
Yeah, you got the college football season.
Right. They get demoted.
Yeah.
I mean, how it works is you get demoted, right?
Yep.
Think about your own TV viewing. Right now, they still buzz around the top of the TV viewing.
Mm-hmm. Because they're not knocked down a couple rungs.
And because there's still not enough out there.
Yeah.
So the minute football starts, they become demoted, right? So they're demoted against an Eagles game.
Yep.
They become demoted against another NFL game.
Yep.
Then as they continue to lose, they get demoted behind college.
Yeah, they're going to end up beyond the Akron Zips.
Right. So
the
more they lose and the further they are out and the more game talks, the deeper on the sports rung, the TV rung, they drop.
Yeah, as soon as you get to Labor Day weekend, man, they have top billing two nights a week, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Now,
one of those nights, you just might take a night off.
Now, Andrew, does that happen in your household, too?
Does what happen in my household?
Do they get demoted?
That's tough.
I mean, look, if you're a sports fan, you're going to demote, right? I mean, isn't that how it works? You demote on the remote.
Yeah, you're right. I got to look at the Temple football schedule, what time they're playing. They're playing at 3:30 their first game. If they're going up against the Phils, I got to go Temple football if the Phils are out at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kidding me?
Without a doubt.
Actually, no, I'm gonna be at the Temple football game. Screw that.
Right.
Oh, they got a big game against Bucknell to start the year, man.
Bucknell. Oh, jeez. Well, it's football. There's the good news. What's next?
Weirdo Gabe and his sunglasses. How many effing pairs of sunglasses this SOB has? The guy doesn't belong here. The guy doesn't belong in the MLB.
Well, I don't know if he belongs in Major League Baseball. I don't know where he belongs, but I don't like him being here.
Oh, he belongs. Remember, if the Phillies fired him, the Giants would pick him up right away.
Yeah, that's what the San Francisco 49ers did when Chip Kelly got fired, too. And how'd that work out? I love those people that write those stories or they get it out there that you'll rue the day you'll get rid of your failed manager or failed coach. It's like, you act like there's not another one on the planet that could do the job better. That's like disingenuous, isn't it? And because you know that line in Bob Nightingale's story came from like Andy McPhail. That's got McPhail, his stench, that element of that story, and all over it. That's McPhail going, oh, we absolutely love him. He sounds like Ray Dinger, by the way, McPhail. Oh, we absolutely love him. And if we fired him, the San Francisco Giants would hire him right away. And if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. Absolutely. You know, that's what he sounds like. That's McPhail.
That's good, Ray.
But no, that's what McPhail sounds like, too. They remind me just in the way they speak and their delivery. And, like, okay, dude, let's give him to the Giants, all right? How about that? See what they do.
Nah, I mean, listen, that's nonsense. That story, and I know Bob well, and at some point we should get him on to talk about it, but the story is absurd.
It really
it's funny. You know, and I'm shocked because he's still active baseball guy, baseball writer, mm-hmm. Bob is.
Yeah.
Talking about Bob Nightingale, and he's the author of that story. And I'm inactive, right? I've been inactive for a while, but I still know a lot of guys. I get people texting me constantly, like around baseball, going, "Dude, what's up with you? What's up with your Phillies?"
Yeah,
because they know I'm in Philly now. They go, "What's up with your Phillies? Like, what's this cat? Like, what?" You know, guys talk all the time about how crazy he is. I mean, he told A-Rod last night. A-Rod ripped him.
Yeah, can you get that cut back up again? I want to hear A-Rod take his swing again. Another cut. All right, here's A-Rod last night on Phillies manager Gabe Kapler, an in-game decision.
No need for it. 94, center cut. You have a base open, the struggling Crawford, and there's no need for the hot Pilar to get a pitch this good in this situation. Walk him, pitch to Crawford. That's a mistake. And now you are Crawford, and now you get to face Panda. Careless managing, even more careless pitching for the Phillies.
Wow. Careless managing, which led to careless pitching. Whew. How about A-Rod? You like him?
Do I like A-Rod?
As an analyst?
I don't mind him, yeah. I
think he's growing on me a little bit.
I liked him yesterday.
I don't mind him.
Yeah. Well, I agreed with him yesterday.
Oh, he's right, but he's right.
Yeah, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah, you know, do you not know? Crawford is doing nothing. Like, he's done. He's got, like, a pencil bat. Like, why you can't let Pilar beat you. Pilar's a good little ball player. I had interest in Pilar. Come here and play center field. Didn't you, Andrew?
Yeah, I thought at first when the Giants weren't playing well, I thought you could do a Bumgarner-Pilar trade where you get both of those
about
guys.
It. Yeah.
And then the Giants start heating up and the Phillies start collapsing. And then that doesn't happen.
Well, then you get no Pilar and you get no Bumgarner. Well, you got center field issues and pitching issues. Shocking. It's next.
Kapler's exactly like Chip Kelly. You know, he has a new and novel way of doing things with analytics and the launch angle and all that crap, but it ain't working. So why not try something different, like steal a base or bunt or hit behind the runner or hit and run? Nah, Gabe reinvented the game. So we don't have to do any of that stuff. Guess what? I'm out, man. I'm out.
You're missing the point of analytics. The point of analytics is never to change because the numbers will bear out. So you don't go to small ball when things aren't working because in the long run, Ant, there's so many games and so many opportunities that the numbers will bear out.
Well, maybe the numbers will bear out at the end of September when they're safely out of the race.
Yes. That's a great point. And the one difference between Gabe and Chippa is that Chip was a total jerk behind the scenes. And he divided the entire staff behind the scenes. People, they use the word in that story, beloved. Gabe is beloved because he makes calls to season ticket holders and advertisers. And he FaceTimes Gene Segura. I'll never get over that. Hi, Gene. Is my FaceTime clear? It said FaceTime audio, but I demanded.
How do I look?
FaceTime video. Could you see my tan lines? Could you see him popping up on your FaceTime with the glasses on?
Oh my God!
What technology? Ain't it grand? Yeah, but we could do it face to face. Ooh. It's next.
Gabe garbage can strikes again. Blew the game. Should have just put Pilar on base, not touched him. But you know what? we're used to that, and I'm happy A-Rod called them out on it, and it was on national TV. Maybe we'll get rid of Gabe.
I agree.
Yeah, no chance. You think there's any chance, Ant, that he's not coming back next year after that article?
I honestly would doubt it. I just don't know. I would doubt it. I also don't know, though, Klentak, and I don't know with McPhail, if they look at it and go, it's become such a crisis that we have to move on,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Or the owner looks at them.
Right.
That's kind of the scenario.
You know, I don't know. I mean, how bad does it get?
Yeah.
Like, if you fall again, and, you know, it's funny. Like, he's not a good manager, and people could try to defend him every which way they want. He's not good. He's not a good manager. But it's all not his fault because of what he's dealt with. Like, it is true that his rotation is a shell right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that you had to go out and dumpster dive for, you know, rotation filler, that you have Arrieta pitching with one arm, you know, half an arm and all that sort of thing. So, you know, and they have they don't have quality in the bullpen. I mean, that Giants team is not a great hitting team, and they lit the Phillies up during this series.
Yeah. The only variable we don't know about is the end of the season meetings with first the players and what their honest feelings are on Gabe and playing for him. Now, we were told in that story that they love playing for him because of the FaceTime and whatever. So we don't know that variable of the equation. And we also don't know the variable of the equation of Middleton sitting down with Klentak. Because a general manager that supports a manager, that can change really quick when the blame shifts to the GM and he wants to shift it back to the manager, or just to shift it somewhere that's not on him. That's when things can change rapidly.
Yeah, I agree.
In that dynamic.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, again, if things get really ugly, it's possible. Look, you still got, 45 days, 60, 50 days left in the season.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
So, you know, you still got a lot of time, and if it continues to go bad, yeah, look, they're still only a game out of fourth. I mean, a game out of third, game behind the Mets. And I'm not even saying they're only, what are they, two out of the wild card, two and a half out of wild card, whatever. Second wild card. But if it gets really, really bad and they just go to Skid Row, then it's possible.
Yeah. And the ballpark's empty.
Yeah. But, like, you know, it's August 12th, right? So, they got to go deep Skid Row. And that can only happen in September when the schedule gets pretty nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But then again, they've managed to lose to teams that aren't very good. It's amazing. Some of the teams that they just can't hit against. You're right, it's not like they're throwing up their, you know, Clemens and Pettit.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. That was Bring the Heat, and of course it was brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. There you'll find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Hit the Bring the Heat line tonight, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and we'll play them tomorrow on Bring the Heat at 1 o'clock. All right, here's the phone number, 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in, and we've been a couple of different avenues of conversation today. Of course, we're coming to you live from Orlando at Disney Springs and the NBA experience. Where
it's been an amazing stay here.
Days, right?
Like, you know, what they do here is unbelievable. I mean, you always think of, like, theme parks and ride. This is so on another planet, right? Like
head and shoulders.
They create experiences. And that's the thing it's always like, I love somebody, one of our guests told us earlier that they're basically a storytelling company. And so the experiences are allowed, you know, people to just dive into a story.
Yeah.
And that's what's so cool about it. It's been.
Think about what sports is, too.
And you see the kids, like kids' faces all around the park. I mean, they're just loving it. And it's a kid's dream.
Think about what sports is too. It's a story.
Yeah,
that's why kind of why you got into it from a writing perspective.
Exactly,
you tell stories.
Yeah,
yeah, and you know you think about it and the joy that a great story brings, and we go to go full circle now, and the Skeptic's Guide to Being an Eagles Fan, or a Skeptic's Guide to Being a Sixers Fan, that piece that David Murphy wrote, is interesting because when you have a great team and you go on that wild ride like 2017 or like 2008, Ant, that's a story you never forget.
Nope.
You remember every element of that story.
That's right.
And this one, you're going in and going, look, I don't know if the ending is going to be Titanic or if the ending is going to be boy gets the girl. You know?
I agree. I mean, then you're right about sport, and that's why it's a great idea to marry the NBA and Disney and allow people to go in. And I love it. Like, you get to be, you're drafted, and
yeah,
there you are next to Adam Silver. I mean, that's cool stuff.
Yeah. You always see the players going up there and doing the handshakes and everything. Yeah, wishing it was you.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. T. Will in Jersey's on the Fanatic. What's up, T?
Yo, what's up, boys?
What's up, T. Will?
Hey, cuz, did you take Martinez in the paint yet?
You should see him. He was banging threes.
Oh, he stroked?
He was hitting some threes.
Oh, Martinez, we got a little stroke there, huh?
Yeah. Working on the outside game, T. Will. You know me.
There you go.
This hockey thing's bogus, man.
Hey, listen, man. I don't know what I'm more excited for, Christmas or the season to start. I mean, this is bananas right now. I think the one game that is off the radar that I'm looking forward to is actually to see Denver play. Denver had a nice run.
Yeah, they did.
Denver had a nice run at the end of the year. They're bringing everyone back, and there's no talk about them whatsoever out west. So that can be like one of those creep teams that all of a sudden they're in the Western Conference Finals and everyone's trying to figure out how they got there, you know?
Yeah. I think there's two of them too, T. I think Denver's one, I agree with you, and I think the Jazz are the other team. I think Utah's good. They Conley makes them. They had no point guard before. And
right.
Having Conley, a guy who plays defense, who knows how to run an offense, I think that's a big help for them.
To follow up on that, with Mitchell playing in the World League, the World Games this year, you know, they always say that third year, these guys take off. And, you know, it happened with Durant playing in the World Games. He took off.
Yeah.
Mitchell playing. You got Tatum playing. So, you know, everyone's trying to say that Boston's not going to be, too much of a threat this year because we're looking at Milwaukee. But, you know, don't sleep on Boston.
No, I never sleep.
You never, and they got a really good coach, T. Will.
They're the devil, man. I never.
Brad Stevens, good coach. You know what he's doing.
You never sleep on the devil, man.
You can't, man.
The minute you sleep, the devil gets you, so I'm not sleeping on Boston.
You take that for granted, and we're all going to be complaining and ready to throw Brett Brown into Delaware at the end of each game, you know, all four of them, because, like you said, they owned us all last year.
Yeah.
Oh, to open up with them, I think that's fantastic because Brett can't come out like he has the last couple of seasons, you know, nonchalant. Now you have a full roster. You have a full preseason. You got your team. You know where you're going to play them at. You got to come out and play ball. You cannot come back.
Yeah, you got a ball.
Oh,
man,
we're
I agree.
Playing one third of the season this, one third of the season that. No, there's too much running on this season. The expectations are high, and the city is going to go bonkers if you come out like that. So you've got to come out with your hand ready to go.
Thanks, T. Will. You're dead right, too. Because the thing is, last year, you know, a third into the season, they go out and they get Jimmy Butler. Then there's an assimilation process that takes place there. And then trade deadline, boom, they go out and get Tobias. And then they only played, 12 games together before the playoffs. So, yeah, now, Brett, all that stuff's out the window. The full allotment, for the most part, the core of the team, for the 98% of the team, is here now.
No.
And over at the practice facility.
No, this is it.
Yeah.
No, it's time. It's win.
Yeah.
This is win a title. So you're judged on getting to the finals. You're judged on all that. Like, there's no, if you lose in the Eastern Conference Finals, it's a step up, whatever. Now you have to win it.
It's title time.
You got to get to the finals. It's got to be one of those deals.
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. We are live from the NBA Experience in Orlando, Florida at Disney Springs. It is the midday show. That's Anthony Gargano to my left. Jason Martinez with you. We're here until the top of the hour, and Mikey Miss has got you on a Football Monday or a Basketball Monday because the NBA schedule comes out today at 3 o'clock.
I'm sure Mike will have it right there on the screen when you watch it.
Yeah.
Watch the show.
And you'll drop the nuggets that you've already dropped on us. We'll let everybody know what you have come to find out even before the schedule gets released at 3 o'clock. Details to follow. Midday shows right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk a little union. You know, it's funny because we talk about teams all the time and teams being hot. And the union, outrageous, man. They just are on fire. They won again. 2-1 over the Houston Dynamo. Outrageous. On that beautiful Saturday night in Chester, they just rolled 2-1. They got another 3 points to stay at top of the East. Man, and look, they came out, they controlled the ball for like the first 10 minutes of the game, of the match, and then they connected. Houston comes back and ties it, and then the Union again, Jack Elliott comes back and gives you the game winner. Pretty impressive, man. Really, really impressive. And, of course, Andre Blake was great again in goal. The Union win yet again. They got coming up, they got Chicago on Saturday, and then a week from Saturday, DC United. So check them out, DC United at home, Talon Energy Stadium. Yeah, it's great stuff, man. You got to check it out on the pitch happening. Go to PhiladelphiaUnion.com for tickets and all things.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
LawyerLawyer.com.
All right, 1:32 live from Disney Springs. Disney World, the NBA experience. It has been an incredible run, right? Incredible ride. What they do here is amazing. And this NBA experience is typical Disney, man.
Yeah.
They do it up. Top notch. They do top notch the right way to make you feel like you are a part of it. So the cool thing is, I can't wait for my kids to partake in this.
Oh, man. Right? They're nuts.
For like my little Anthony to go get drafted by the Sixers and stand next to Adam Silver.
Yeah.
And then shoot. And a little Mossy. Like, that's the thing about this thing that's so cool is that you see it from the kids.
Uh-huh.
And they light up. Any of these rides, the Animal Kingdom, the safaris, like all these stuff. Like the kids just light up. And then you look and you go, the adults love it.
Yeah.
Like, what's not to love? You love the fact that the kids are just having the time of their lives. But the adults are doing the same thing.
Yeah, you got to go to that food and wine tasting go around the world at Epcot.
Yeah.
Speaking of light up, when that was brought up earlier in the program, you lit up. Yeah, you can hit all the different countries. And
well, I like that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, certainly.
We were treated, the people at Disney gave us, they had their meal for all the media and stuff here, mm-hmm. covering it, at Haleo, which is Chef Jose Andres' spot, and it's magnificent.
Unbelievable.
That's where you ate the chicken croquette off the floor.
Yeah.
By the way,
croquetto de pollo.
And by the way, I would have fought you for it. had a little shit, but I didn't have any shame.
By the way, at the thing today, they had the ribbon cutting ceremony here earlier today. I'm out there watching it, and I'm hearing like whispers around the hotel. We're staying at the Contemporary. Hey, man, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar staying on the 14th floor.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right? I hate Kareem.
But he's still an NBA legend.
I know, but I'm a Sixer man, and I keep it real.
Well, so I'm out there, and they got the stage out there. They're doing the whole presentation. Rachel Nichols comes out, a guy from the Orlando Magic comes out, and they're bringing up all these former and current NBA players. So boom, like, they come out, they bring up, you know, Mike Conley, Adonis Haslam. They're bringing up guys, different guys up on the stage, and you know, Adam Silver, the commissioner. Then they go, boom, Grant Hill, the Dookie.
I do like Grant Hill, I'll be honest with you.
Then they go.
I've always liked Grant Hill.
Just recently retired NBA legend and champion, Dwayne Wade.
I do love the Dwayne Wade.
I'm game. Like, well, all right.
Well, I do. Well, and he's my, he was my niece's favorite player.
Okay. And then they bring up, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'm like, you know, this is just top notch. Like, top of the food chain names here. They're not bringing in, you know, TJ McConnell. Sorry,
my man's got an Oakley jersey on.
Yeah, well, they're New York guys.
Are they?
Yeah, they're from Long Island. The other guy's got a Raptor jersey on, though. I'd like to take that thing and go flush it.
You know. I feel bad for Raptors now.
Well, they got their one and done. They're kind of like the Marlins in the 90s.
Right, but I feel like, all right, you know, I get it.
Yeah, well, you know, you think about it, one of the reasons why a lot of Sixers fans didn't want to get Kawhi was because he'd come, you'd give up assets to get him, and you'd lose him. It was a one-year rental. And if you're going to give up anything, he's not going to stay there.
All right, so here's a question for you. What if the same thing happened? Kawhi comes to Philadelphia, you get the title, then he goes and signs with the Clippers.
But who did you trade to get him?
You've traded Ben,
I would imagine.
Yeah, you traded Ben.
Yeah, because they sent DeMar DeRozan.
Right, that was what they wanted. They wanted Ben.
Yeah.
Pretend you're the Raptors. Like, you don't have, you know, Horford, you don't have any signings. Tobias.
Yeah, 33-year-old Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, just say you're that team. Would you take the Sixers without a promise of a title, but a gaping window for multiple titles?
God, it's an impossible question to answer it. Because, like, the way they won the title, too. You know, quadruple doink.
No, it was amazing. Like, and then, you know, no, I mean,
go down two games to none against Milwaukee and then come back and win four straight to get to the final.
And then the whole Golden State thing.
Yeah, they're depleted.
Guys dropping. And,
yeah, Durant blowing out the Achilles.
Yeah. Would you take...
Oh, man, I can't give up a title.
Being the title winner with Kawhi or being the Sixers with all kinds of bright skies?
I got to say the Sixers, and here's why. Because I wouldn't have made the deal for Ben Simmons because I wouldn't have believed that even with just Kawhi that they would have won an NBA title because of Golden State. Now, what I didn't take into account there is that Durant, yeah, Boogie's gets hurt again. Durant, Clay was hurt. All those factors, which you should always consider, but they don't feel very likely all the time. But like the perfect storm happened for Toronto this year, so
it did. I mean, it was almost meant to be. It's funny,
it's almost an asterisk.
Some of these titles, these meant to be titles, are interesting because the Eagles Super Bowl wasn't meant to be Super Bowl, you know.
Except for the fact that they took on New England and not Jacksonville. 08 was a meant-to-be World Series. You got the Tampa Bay Rays here.
No, but it was meant to be. I don't know. Jacksonville could have been worse. They had a tough defense that year.
Yeah, nah.
No, I'm serious.
That Bortles stunk.
Okay, but they had a good, really good defense, and they were run. And their offense was actually clean. If you remember, he actually had confidence at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is that Patriot team had the worst defense of really any Super Bowl team, I imagine. I think the Eagles win the Super Bowl, no matter if, you know, people go, well, if Carson's a quarterback, are they winning? Yeah, they're winning.
Well, yeah.
Carson or Nick.
Yeah, it was just their time.
It was a meant-to-be bowl.
Yeah, but I look at the NBA, and the reason why I'll stay with the Sixers again, another case for that, is I see all these teams like Golden State that over the past 7 years, now, they've been a dynasty of unbelievable proportions in NBA history. But you look at those teams that are great, and they're in that mix every year. The volume of being in that mix every year is incredible. We had blips for the Sixers. We had blips for I guess the Phillies were in it for 4 or 5 years, but they only won one. But most of the time, they're blips. You know, you go on a run for a cup, or you go on... 2001, you want to run for an NBA title, and you get beat in the finals in five. But, like, to go into seven NBA seasons in a row with a chance to win it? Come on, man. That's, yeah, like, incredible.
Well, I mean, that's why, to me, I wouldn't trade one title. It's why I've always never wanted
for
to
for multiple cracks.
You know, it's because, yeah, I know that they hadn't won, but for the next how many years going forward, it's going to be incredible. A lot of fun. You're at the forefront of a run. Like, when's the last time we were at the forefront of a run?
That
probably,
was real. Yeah.
Probably now, the Eagles. You had the Phillies run, and that's it.
Yeah, well, the run with Iverson when he was drafted wasn't a run.
But
no.
That wasn't a run.
Because you couldn't find guys to play with him.
It wasn't a run.
Lindros was a run, unfulfilled. But you're right.
Earl McDonovan was a run, unfulfilled.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, no, it doesn't happen often.
But anytime you get these runs, like, this is a chance. Like, you know, I love the fact, like, see, I'm weird this way. I love the national TV games. Because
mm-hmm.
I like when, like, we were on national TV and we show the you know, we show the world, the product. I used to, when I was a kid,
I'm telling you, players know it too.
When I was a kid, I used to like that all
yep.
the time.
Yep.
So they're on national TV 23 times.
A lot of exposure, man.
Dude, 23 times are on national TV.
Yeah.
So they open up that October 23rd, that Wednesday, against the Celtics. And then it's just a run. You got the Lakers on January 25th at home. It's a Saturday. It's going to be incredible. You get them again Tuesday, March 3rd at the Lakers in Los Angeles. That Saturday afterwards, you play at Golden State on the West Coast Swing. Some of the other highlights. You got Martin Luther King Day, 1 o'clock game at Brooklyn. Clippers at home February 11th on TNT. You got March 31st at home, Houston, TNT.
Oh,
you got Milwaukee again after Christmas Day. You get them April the 7th on TNT.
A lot of nuggets.
Yeah. I mean, both the Golden State game's an ABC game.
Yep, Saturday night.
Yeah.
610-632-0975, top of the hour. Coming up, Mikey Miss on this Monday, and we got one more segment here from the NBA experience in beautiful Orlando, Florida, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, by the way, we get Nick Foles this week.
That's right. Jacksonville.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Eagles flying south to Jacksonville Thursday night, Amp.
It's pretty good.
See a little Carson this week, baby?
Pretty good.
Are you still gripped for fear?
Yes.
Mike was, too.
I cannot lie.
Friday, Mike's like, nope, this is why you don't play him a snap.
Oh man. It was funny. I thought Mike would go the other way.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to go the other way and because I was being irrational. But I'm serious. If I was a coach, if I was coaching, no matter what team it was, if my star quarterback, particularly a guy with any kind of injury history, would not play.
Yeah.
I don't need him to play. I'm serious. You know, I mean, a couple snaps here and there. He's out. I'm protect mode. All about this regular season doesn't matter. When the new CBA comes up, they will get rid of two of the preseason games. That's a lock.
Let's go to Kenny in the Northeast on the Fanatic. Ken.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big Cuz, what's up, man?
What's up, Ken? What's up,
yo,
my brother?
Check this out. Yo, listen. I got it. You know, I always go with you. I got to go against you on this, man. Yo, Nick Carson, he started the race for us to win a Super Bowl, but we seen it last year with Goff. Yo, it's a perfect storm in that Super Bowl with a rookie or a second year quarterback, you got the bright lights, you got going against Tom. It had to be Foles, man. We wouldn't have won it with Carson. I think it would have been like golf.
Really?
Golf lit up the NFL last year when he got against an NFL.
Wow, that's interesting.
Well, that's a problem, though, Kenny, because Carson doesn't even have an NBA or an NFL playoff game under his belt yet.
But listen, he's been in the NFL. Now, you've seen that. You see the way that game when he got out of that Redskins when they had him. He got that it factor. He just needs to stay healthy.
You just told me you didn't have the it factor enough to win a Super Bowl that year, though.
Yeah, he got hurt, though, but I'm just saying, I don't think we would have. Everything was a perfect storm.
You're confusing me, Kenny.
We were just talking, and I said that was a meant-to-be Super Bowl.
So it had to be Foles. That's why it was meant for us to win. Yo, Carson started the race, gave the baton to Foles, Foles ended it. That's how I go. Now with Carson all this time under his belt, and watching Foles, and how calm he stays.
Well, that's going to come up with a lot of pressure, Kenny. That comes with pressure because of what Foles did. That comes with pressure. All right, we got to thank everybody here, Ant.
Yeah, let's start with Jane.
Yeah, Jane. Jane Aquino took great care of us while we were here. The whole staff down here, Shane and Chris here, everybody that
Buffalo
that,
Chris,
yeah, everybody that's had a hand in us coming down here and really having a great time. And I got to tell people, you know, we got great sports fans in Philadelphia, great Sixer fans and NBA fans. You got to come down and check out.
Yeah, you'll really love it. It's so cool. Yeah. Kids will love it.
There's a thousand things to do, and they're all great.
Yeah, it's an awesome time.
Everybody, come down, book your trips. If you need to get out of the cold weather at some point this winter, come down, check out the NBA.
Star Wars coming up.
Yeah,
like, that'll be pretty awesome.
I'm freaked out by that whole thing. I got to get down here for that as well. So,
there are a lot of people in our audience that love that. So,
yeah. Thanks to Coach Camille, Andrew back in the studio. Stay tuned.
Coach.
Yeah, Mikey Misses coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.